Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your hostess, Linda, from Oceanside, California, on a beautiful spring day, clear, sunny, and about 71 degrees, just beautiful. Thank you for joining me. I don't have anyone in the chat room as yet, but maybe they're joining us later. And also people who are listening by via their default players or other methods, and I just can't see them in the chat room. Boy, there's a lot to talk about today. I have a few things, starting with after I get finished reading from scripture so that I can calm down, because there's just so much evil in the world. But there's a lot of good news, too. We want to get to that as well. So I wanted to start with the St. John, which would be chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show. It's kind of lonely in here, but maybe they'll come aboard. I just wanted to start with a little bit of scripture that caught my eye. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Anyway, hey yo, welcome to the show. Hope you guys enjoyed that little passage. It was talking about from St. John about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the light of the world. And it's just so inspirational. And the good news, again, we had some bad news, of course, in Oklahoma, but so many people have come forward. And I just wanted to announce, I know if you guys keep up on these things, Glenn's Mercury One raised $1.3 million in 36 hours, which I thought was very, very cool. And so many people have helped. I think when he first decided to go and help and he had asked for donations, people started pouring them in, of course. And then he had asked for a couple of 18-wheelers and some supplies and food and blankets and all these things. And I think it was within an hour and a half, he got the two trucks. And then within another hour and a half, there was like just... they were loading up with everything they needed, and they went to Oklahoma to help. It was just phenomenal. And people from all over the country, of course, have helped the people. And we did some prayers for them yesterday on the Patriot Family Chat Show, which was really cool. And I just love to see the outpouring of just who we are. We are. This is who America is. And I also had like a phenomenal day yesterday. It took me from the time I got up and did emails to running out the door to go to a rally, which was an IRS protest rally. And we only had 30 people. So at that juncture, we only had a little bit of press. I think it was KUSI News or something, and I didn't tune into it because I was too busy watching the results of Dancing with the Stars, which made me happy because I love Kelly Pickler. Anyway, but we did not have DHS guards in police trucks stating giant letter police, and then it says Homeland Security on the side in smaller letters, coming out to harass the protesters of the IRS yesterday, since we didn't have over 100 people. I mean, I got to check this one out for you guys. You got to. I'm going to go over to this page. This was from, which one is that? Hold on. Oh, Vision to America was one of the reports. They were all over Facebook. The DHS appears to have finally found a use for all those bullets it's been buying. At a Tea Party protest outside an IRS building in St. Louis yesterday, there were no regular police, not any of them, only armed Homeland Security guards. Video footage from the demonstration, which is on Facebook and I saw it, at which protesters, including Infowars.com readers, chanted "No more harassment," shows numerous DHS, Federal Protective Service, that's what they call themselves, Federal Protective Service vehicles, along with several armed DHS guards. This is not a regular police, there was not a regular police officer in sight. The St. Louis demonstration was just one of numerous similar protests against the IRS's punitive targeting of conservative groups that took place across the country yesterday. Homeland Security agents also kept a watchful eye on the Tea Party rally in Florida. So that's why, like I say, we didn't warrant that type of scrutiny, because these other places had 50 to 100 or more, or 300 or 400 people running around with their signs and Gadsden flags and American flags and chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, the IRS must go." Anyway, so I did actually meet a lot of wonderful people at the rally I went to, which was about an hour and 10 minutes long, real close to me in Oceanside. All the people that I had kind of run into with all the different Tea Party groups, and I hadn't seen for a while because people had not been energized up until this point. I don't know why, but that's what happens. They get complacent, they get busy, they're taking care of their families, whatever, and so they don't stay engaged. And then we got a chance to speak. One of the gentlemen who actually ran for office in the last election cycle on a local level was there, and we spoke a little bit, and he's actually doing a seminar on the history of taxation. And Ron, you're going to love this, because his name's Lee, and he's very smart. And so I asked him this question. You know, he was talking about, is taxation constitutional? You know, what's the founder's vision on it and all these things. And I said, well, because your show was last talking about this, and talking about the how they wanted to apportion direct tax on the states, not on individuals. And I asked him if he had learned about those things, and he said, oh, absolutely, he was going to speak on this. And I believe it's June 8th on a Saturday morning, so I'm going to go attend that. It should be pretty cool. I don't have any means to record it, but I can just take notes and report back on my shows, etc. So it's really cool. There's a lot of great people here in California. One lady, of course, she used to work for the SNL thing, and she was completely telling me that she thought, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, banks and the banking system, and, you know, what would we do without the FDIC? And I just said, well, you know, then we're going to have to disagree on that one. if anybody wants to talk about the FDIC, you're welcome to call in. I wanted to go to just this couple paragraphs that really stood out to me. I'm going to go into the experience of my other meeting after the show I did with Bill yesterday, to the Tea Party thing. And there was one of my great friends who's Americans Protecting Property Rights, anti-Agenda 21 lady, did a 15-minute speech on the Agenda 21. I want to go into that. Also, one of the gentlemen who's a Second Rights Amendment supporter, of course, talked about the California stupid gun laws, and we'll get into that in a minute. I got to tell you, my email to Boxer, on the heels of the one to that other clown, I can't remember his name now, because I think I threw that one away. It was Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island, and he basically was jumping on the bandwagon about global warming and the tornadoes, and so I let them all have it, as well as an article today that I got to talk to people and do a posting regarding this. They were dealing with zoning laws and high-density building and all this stuff, and I let them have it, so I'll give you an idea of what I said to them as well. This particular portion, I'm at the place where you cannot believe there was like at least three or four different attempts before on Hitler's life. I'm reading Bonhoeffer before they arrested Bonhoeffer because things went awry and people got, you know, the Gestapo was pretty smart. They weren't stupid. They were rotten, but they knew how to catch people who were spying against them. So this was 1941, and at the one of the heights of his power, and it's talking about Himmler, and these are the different circles, and they were talking about the Jews here lying on behalf of the Nazis, and it's just a mess. But I want to get through this so you can see where they were going. And said, as far as those in Himmler's circles were concerned, the Jews were expected to lie on behalf of the Nazis, and by speaking well of the Nazis to the Swiss authorities, they would be granted their freedom. At first, some of the Jews believed that this was actually expected of them and refused to participate. Dohnányi, he was part of the conspiracy to take down Hitler with Bonhoeffer, had to convince them at great risk to himself that it was a counter operation and that he wanted them to tell the truth to the Swiss authorities and then to go free. He made it clear that he, Colonel Oster, Admiral Canaris, and Count Moltke and others were involved in a conspiracy against Hitler. But the operation proved complex and time-consuming. First, Dohnányi had to get the Jews off the deportation list, because they were already doing that, and then he had to officially make them Abwehr agents, and I think that was the church group, as he had done for Bonhoeffer. Then he had to convince Switzerland to take them in, which was the greatest difficulty. The Swiss were officially neutral in the war, so they refused to help German Jews. At this impasse, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Justus Perels, and Wilhelm Rott, Bonhoeffer's assistant at Zingst, used their ecumenical contacts. They appealed to Swiss churchmen in what was clearly a life and death situation. If these Jews did not escape Germany soon, they would be transported to a terrible fate. Yeah, like little gas chambers. Rott pleaded with the president of the Federation of Swiss Churches, knowing what they were asking was officially impossible. But he said, what we now ask you is whether by urgent representations and official action by the Swiss churches, the door might possibly be open for just a few, or at least for one solitary case for which we specially plead. Despite Roth's begging, the Swiss were unmoved. Bonhoeffer then wrote to Barth. He was, I believe, from someplace else in Europe, maybe England, asking, he was one of the higher ups in the church groups, asking for help. The Swiss had their price. Oh, let's follow the money. Dohnányi had to secure a large amount of foreign currency to be sent to Switzerland. Since these men and women wouldn't be able to work in the country, this last detail of foreign currency, like a hanging thread, was eventually noticed and then pulled by the Abwehr's arch enemies, Himmler and Heydrich, until things began to unravel, eventually leading to Bonhoeffer's arrest. But it was what the Nazis were doing to the Jews that pushed Bonhoeffer and many in the conspiracy to action in the first place. When their death sentence were finally handed down, that's Bonhoeffer and the others, in 1945, and they could speak without endangering others, both Bonhoeffer's brother, Klaus, and his brother-in-law, Rudiger Schicker, shocked their captors by telling them boldly that they had entered the conspiracy primarily for the sake of the Jews. Because since there was nothing to lose at this point, they all knew they were going to hang or be shot. They just said, yeah. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. And everyone in the chat room, they knew that their goose was cooked, so they figured they might as well have a blast and tell them, just get the last laugh at least on that. So yesterday, I just wanted to bring Bill up to speed as well. I did go to that meeting right after our show yesterday, and the one gal did a fabulous job in 15 minutes on Agenda 21 to this whole crowd of people. There was probably about 50 or 60 folks there, and it was very good turnout. We had people from the True the Vote, which is ours in California, is I heard that True the Boat was suing the IRS as well. I'm not sure, or they were suing somebody. There's so much stuff going on, I can't keep up with it all. And we also had Ruth Weiss from, she's the, what's it called? Election Integrity Project. That's our California's answer to True the Vote, which we're up against a lot of stuff. So Darcy from Americans Protecting Property Rights, our Anti-Agenda 21 crowd, she did a great job. And I actually want her, eventually I told my friend from Action here in Oceanside that it would be great for her to speak at Action on this subject. And I mean, even if we give her 10 minutes, she could pare it down. It would be great. And then if we could get five or six folks and bring her into the city council meetings, and then all of us take turns doing the entire presentation, it would be seamless. That would be so cool. Thanks, Bill, for giving me flowers. Anyway, so that was just one of the portions of the meeting. But yesterday, and Senator, whatever his name was, I cannot remember his first name, but the last was Whitehouse, and he's from Rhode Island. Another nut job, never let a good crisis go to waste. So these two good old box brain boxer, I call her, from California, she's the other nemesis along with Frank and Feinstein here in good old California. And she had to jump on the bandwagon as well, talking about the tornadoes were due to global warming and we need a carbon tax. So I let her have it in an email, which I also explained to this senator from Rhode Island the other day or yesterday. So I explained to her, because she's all worried about, oh, the tornadoes, and everybody's a denier this and a denier that, and we've got the carbon, we got to tax the carbon so we don't have any more tornadoes. I'm like, oh my God. Now, this is the height of libtardness. Show her what I sent you. Oh, okay, I don't know what we're talking about. Okay, they're talking in the chat room. You guys call in to let me know what's happening. I'm just going to finish this up, and then we can take calls. So I explained to her that, you know, carbon, or the earth is made up of carbon. And I said, carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. The trees and plants love it. We exhale carbon dioxide, and the plants and trees exhale oxygen, which we need to breathe. Humans love it. And then I explained, you know, I said, this is a hoax. We're on to you people. I said, I've done my research. I pretty much went over the same thing. I talked to this idiot in Rhode Island. I said, we know about the Chicago Climate Exchange, the Shore Bank, the Joyce Foundation, and all the usual suspects who were involved in it. And I said, also know about Agenda 21, smart growth, and cap and trade, and, you know, that you people are just using, you're actually lying to the American public in order to steal their money and plunder and control us over this hoax. And so I explained to her that she must do her own homework. And I said, you know, we're done. We're not going to believe this anymore, and we're not going to put up with it. Anyway, so I sent that off. And so that was another one. And the other gentleman, actually, I can't remember what they were trying to do, but I had read about it about 2 or 3 months ago, because after the shooting at Sandy Hook, you know, an idiot comes out and then with his garbage and the gun stuff, and it didn't pass in the Congress or the Senate, but they did some draconian nonsense in Colorado. So California had the bright idea that they wanted to you're gonna love this. They wanted in California to outlaw lead bullets. So what was determined was the process they wanted to require would have meant that the new ammo would be armor-piercing and Kevlar-piercing, which would be illegal, which explains the word libtard. And then today, these clowns, these draconian pieces of you-know-what, who want total control and want to disarm us, Glenn had this, the Colorado sheriff's, one of the constitutional sheriffs, on his TV show, and this gentleman said they will not enforce the unenforceable new Colorado gun laws because not only are they unconstitutional, he says they're not enforceable. The whole thing is poorly written. And he also said, because Glenn asked him about the Department of Homeland Security and their new police wagons all over the place at these IRS protests, this particular sheriff said, they have no jurisdiction nor authority in my county, and I will use my authority to protect my citizens from anyone violating the Constitution and my citizens of that county's rights. And I was sitting there watching Glenn, just he was going, wow, thank you. And I'm applauding. I'm just like all over the place with it. So that was that experience. Also, when I get off the air, I'm going to email, because I think this is a great idea. What would happen to you if you were not in a timely fashion answering the request from an IRS audit? You know, all kinds of bad things would happen to you. So what I'm going to do is email ISA, and I think you guys can do the same thing. Demand that the Congress, since these people are not cooperating with them, lock their doors, freeze their pay and freeze their bonuses, and freeze their assets. That's what they would do to us. So I think I'm going to just do that very thing to good old ISA. I don't know. What say you guys? Anyway, I'd love to have you guys call in because I need to fill some time. 646-378-0321. It's a gorgeous day here, and I'm drinking wine, so help me out. Anyway, so that's kind of what my day was like, plus the rally. Like I said, we had some really good people. Some people were pretty much on the same page that I was on. But, you know, then there was people who – I just don't think they understand because, you know, now the guy who is speaking on the monetary system or the taxation system, he does. He has not read the entire book, but I told him I was getting ready to read Jekyll Island by Griffin, and he says, yeah, that's a good one. He says, and then he told me another one. I didn't write down the name, but I definitely have to get all these books that I'm trying to get a hold of and get them finished. I'm almost done with Dietrich, and I'm like, because I know I'm going to start crying when I get into the part where they take him out and everything. It's really sad. So, but I need to know these things. Anyway. Again, 646-378-0321. I did send out a whole bunch of blasts all over the place, but people are busy and not coming to the shows. And here, they're probably at the beach, the little traitors. But anyway, so, yeah, we had a great time yesterday talking about Delaney. We had Robert on the phone, and we're trying to get him to come to the reunion, so that's going to be fun. And what else is going on? Let's see. I guess Trey Gowdy got a few applause when he was talking about to the people about the IRS and this woman that decided to plead the fifth because she can't have it both ways. Because here she goes, okay, sorry to lose you. Sorry to lose you. Have a good one. Good night, Ron. Anyway, so like I said, if you want to call in, Bill, that would be great. We can go over some of the stuff because I guess Trey Gowdy was like all over this, and she did. She made a statement. So you just, like you say, I think, and I'm sure everybody else is thinking about it, that they need a special for all of these scandals. They need special counsel. They need special interrogators, special prosecutors, whatever you want to call it, like they did with when they impeached Clinton. I think that all of these need independent counsels. That all these things need it because we're never going to get to the bottom of it, although the whistleblowers are coming out left and right. I did read a bunch of stuff on that. It's amazing. Yeah, he left pretty quick, didn't he, yo? She said he left quickly. I know. And I screwed up on my happy face. I can never get my happy face to work either. Because I don't have the icons. Anyway, I've got about 36 minutes left. Let's see what else is out there today. I know I've got some stuff. Hold on. I'll find them. Dates. I'll read those. Something about hold Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton accountable on Benghazi. There's not a whole bunch else left to that one. Okay, political Texas. Oh, God, there was the Texas abortionist killing the babies. I was trying to get that whole thing, and Michael Magic did not, he wasn't able to do it. It says, hold on, see if I can find this one. It says, government official says Hillary spearheaded Benghazi review, not independent board. Stevens was involved in, buyback of Stinger missiles, okay, from Al-Qaeda, which we knew. me see if I can get that one. Hold on a sec. Yeah, it's not going to come up. Okay. All right. Can't get it up. So, hold up. Yeah, there's a couple. Oh, yeah. It says the headline on the Blaze says, "Why were DHS agents watching Tea Party protests?" That's another one we should get into. There were multiple reported sightings of agents, and they had video of this, with Department of Homeland Security at several Tea Party-led IRS protests in states like Missouri, Florida, Illinois, and your home state, Indiana, Bill. What is unclear, though, is why federal officials felt that the Tea Party presence required more than the attention of local law enforcement. See photos of the items here, but I think it's just what they're doing is they're testing us. I think they're practicing on us. But I'm saying, think this is like test run for all of this stuff. They have not declared the martial law yet, but you know, there were two or three in each, like lined up, you know, in these visitor areas, and they look like cops, but they actually are DHS, and they have these. It's bizarre. It's horrible. Yeah, they got all these police. And like I said, there was more than 50 people, this is why they would come to these places. And it says it would be helpful to find out if DHS presence was customary during rowdy Occupy protests, which many times spun out of control and resulted in property damage and injuries, not to mention drug use. The Blaze will reach out to DHS for comment on the matter on Wednesday. Yeah, don't hold your breath. So that's that story. But, yeah, it's pretty bizarre. I'm going to pick you up. Hold on. Let me just get you unmuted. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So far,
you know,
so good.
It's an everyday.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, I was in Indianapolis. That's all. I don't know what they think they're doing. I consider it like an trying to intimidate us.
Well, I think,
you know,
this is part of maybe it's like a little bit of that, and not just the intimidation, but the conditioning of us. Look how far this has come in such a short period of time. As you say, they're on a timeline and they're getting it. And you know what? People are waking up, Bill. I'm telling you, I was so happy to see this happening. Everything I hear, especially with all of the people that are helping out in Oklahoma, there's a lot of stuff going on that people are not reporting on, you know, which should be reported on. In fact, I did
get
that. Go ahead.
We were distracted the last few days, and they bum-rushed the immigration thing through. Read the thing.
Oh,
it's worse,
God.
It's worse than the 86.
Oh, my God. It's going to destroy us.
This doesn't pass Congress. And it's
I'm
against people coming here. I'm against people coming here illegally and getting a pass out of it.
Yeah, because I sent my letter through, I can't remember which one, it was Pop Box or one of those. They had it from Facebook or wherever I got it from. And I told them, I said, it says, here's, you can add on to this, and I'm against this bill because, and then you can write your own stuff. And I said because this is going to speed up the financial collapse and demise of this country. It's just going to bankrupt everything so rapidly. And I said, I don't want you to pass it now because I need more time to prepare for the collapse. And then I sent it. Yeah.
Did you see what happened in Britain today?
Oh, my God, I saw that. I forgot to mention it. I was just
thinking about that. That's coming here. It's already been done here by a couple times. That's coming
damn right
here. Not just from the Muslims, but from the drug cartels and stuff.
Yes. Well, that happened. These beheadings from the cartels have been going on. But normally in our country, they do it in the dead of night. This guy was doing it in broad daylight. And that's what's going to happen.
There and making all his threats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If that doesn't scare people, I mean, dude, I saw his weapons. I'm glad that that's the only kind of weapons he had, because if he's coming up against me, he better figure out how to put that cleaver up against his forehead because my shotgun's going to take out the cleaver. I'll tell you that now.
I got to be honest. I might play with him. I might lay down the cleaver, lay down my shotgun or whatever and say, bring it. I got something to show you you've never seen before. The craziness is this. Because of political correctness, we got to listen to, you can't fly our own flag in our country because it offends people. You can't be a Christian and wear a cross on you or have something like that because it offends people. But you're not. Seems to be no problem when it's the other side doing the offending.
Of course.
It's the Muslims that are offensive. Racist. And when I say racist, I'm talking about the Democratic Party.
Well, okay, I know. But here's the thing. Look, we got a one-party system as far as I can see, and but the Democrats have always been, in my estimation, a lot worse than the Republicans, because I think the Republicans got usurped by the progressives in a more recent time, if you get my drift, like within the last 20 to 30 years, whereas the Democrats have always, to me, been idiots and retards, and they've always been on the for my taste, on the wrong side of things. And what happened when Zero got in 08, I think all of these libtards and these radicals and these atheists and these secular humanists and the rest of these degenerates were emboldened, and their political correctness just ran amok. And all of their totalitarian Marxist diatribe just got lit on fire. These people that are what I call subversives to this country have been emboldened by this freak in the White House. And I don't care what anyone thinks or says. I can't stand him. I think he's one of the most evil things that's ever slithered across this planet. And that's my take on it. Because he has made our things worse in a short period of time.
He didn't do this on his own, Linda. He didn't do this by himself.
No, he's not smart enough.
Building. The progressives took over the Democratic Party. There is no longer a Democratic Party.
No, they're
the
communists.
The progressives are now controlling the Republican Party, which is
the
Tea, and that's why the Tea Party is coming up and trying to put conservatism back into that. But
it's
a hard battle when the people you're fighting. I mean, and as far as Marco Rubio,
but
I wouldn't give you a penny for nothing.
Yeah, and McShane and Graham Cracker. I mean, my God, it's unbelievable.
The whole immigration thing is, it's about this. For both political parties, it's all about who can prosper and make a profit off of this politically, and the elected and their cronies and their supporters, all this and that, and the public paying for it, be damned.
Oh, I know. Look, everybody's broke. It's just a joke. What's happening? I'm praying that the House puts the kibosh on it, because we've stopped it before. We're going to have to continue. We're going to have to send everything we can with everything we've got to all of them, and just do not let up on any of this stuff, on the IRS stuff. Do not let up on Benghazi. Do not let up on immigration, because the
just
louder we
one
scream.
Time, would you not like to see them actually enforce the law as it's written?
I know.
They make no attempt at it.
They're
no,
they
make
don't.
No attempt at securing our border.
Nope.
And all the lies they told us about, they can't get entitlements and they can't do this and they can't do that, has turned out to be a bunch of lies. You're
huge.
Elevating them above the legal American citizens, because
yes, they
you
are.
Can check our background records and hold it against us, but you can't do that to an illegal.
Oh, the whole thing is just – and then when you tie this in with the A21 and the Obamacare, it's the nightmare and train wreck just right around the corner. I mean, let's pray that they don't do it, because it will spearhead the train wreck. It will.
What I would tell all of America is, when it all comes crashing down, you look up there right now sitting in Washington, D.C., or in your capital. Could you make sure you remember who it was that was a party to cause this catastrophe?
Oh yeah, I know.
Don't forget who they are.
Oh, I'm not going to forget any of them. Believe me, I have their names emblazoned across my poor gray matter that's getting taxed quite a bit. However, I wanted to bring in the, the connection between this financial mess and this stupid idiots in D.C. and what they're doing to us, to the tornado situation, because when you look at the devastation of that one area, and that's not, I mean, it had the 2 miles wide, et cetera, and it was pretty good size area, but compared to
that's
the entire
one tornado hit, and we had
right.
many.
Right. Okay. So look, when you look at that kind of devastation, that's that, and if you try to multiply that by every town in America, because financially everything will look like toothpicks, Bill. You know what I'm talking about. There ain't going to be an infrastructure. There's going to be things. It's going to be like a financial EMP. You know what I mean? It's not going to be bode well. And
you can't tell a public that's indifferent. A public that
I know.
If it causes a wave, they don't want to know about it. A public that takes it and can believe. In my local paper, TripTown.com, Pat J. Corcoran writes a thing about Benghazi needing to be investigated.
Yep.
John Phillips comes back and says that it's all a setup of lies. GOP, GOP rigged the emails and all this and that and this and that.
Oh, my God.
You know what? The public, rather than check out to see who's right and telling the truth, they'll go along with that idiot. That idiot
sure.
who recorded as he says CBS reported it. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you honestly. In the last year, how many times has CBS been caught?
Oh yeah,
editing and
oh that was NBC.
Article.
Yeah,
Trayvon
that was
Martin,
NBC.
Or, yeah, Zimmerman comes to mind. George Zimmerman.
Yeah, and who's the other? And PMS, LSD, and NBC, I don't know about CBS, they could be involved too. ABC's not much better. I mean, look, we know that, and I think I heard...
And they wonder why Fox News is kicking their butts in the ratings.
I know.
And to be honest, Fox News, you're only getting about a third of what's really happening.
Absolutely. That's why I go to The Blaze and other sources and WND. In fact, my buddy Lee said yesterday...
Blaze, Breitbart.
Right. Oh, yeah, before it's news, there's
a
whole ton of...
Canadian. You can learn more from the Canadian news than you can the American.
Canadian Free Press, absolutely. They're on top of it. There's a lot of people on top of it. Even Drudge, you know, I mean, that's where a lot of people get some of their stories. And what Lee was saying, he says, CNN's ratings are about the bottom of the barrel right now. Absolutely the worst they've ever been. And I go, good, they've done it to themselves. You know what? Let's let the free market dictate what's going down here if we still have one. And I think that's great. The other thing that was really cool was some people don't like Home Depot, but they did real good over there in Moore, Oklahoma, because they just opened their doors and says, whatever anybody wants, just give it to them. You know, they
you
need
know,
water.
I'm not going to knock the Red Cross in so much ways, but the problem I really have with them is this one issue that really sticks in my crawl about them.
Mm-hmm.
Is if I come to the Red Cross here in Indiana and I start giving, and I want the, and I'm giving because of the people in Oklahoma, these people
right.
here in Red Cross in Indiana will fill their coffers before they send
right.
anything off.
And that's
I
not
have
right.
a problem with that. I
yeah,
have a problem with that.
Because that means that you're not getting your money directly where you want it to go, but Mercury One will do that, 100% of it. So all you
exactly.
have to do is designate it, you betcha, on the
and
website.
It's another reason, because the Red Cross gets all this stuff and gets all these government breaks. And the truth is, we don't need them.
I know. You don't. And you sure as hell don't need FEMA. In fact, I don't want them anywhere near me. I'm serious.
Oh,
I don't want
no.
FEMA anywhere near me, within 100 miles of me. No.
I would tell my brothers and sisters in Oklahoma, beware if FEMA starts hauling in campers.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I think that...
But remember what they did to Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. They will... Yeah, they'll confiscate the guns, the stupid SOBs.
I
anyway.
I understand we're going to have natural disasters and things.
Right.
But have you been paying attention to the... And looking at what was happening each time we have one? Almost every time they take the focus off of something to do with Obama.
Sure. Yeah, you haven't heard anything from him lately, have you? Yeah, he's in hiding.
I'll be honest. All the guy knows is how to be a community organizer. That's all
right.
he knows. And that's
and the
why
campaigner
he doesn't sit in there and do executive work or make executive decisions. He goes out and he plays the community organizer still.
Yeah, he's a campaigner in chief. Well, he's got Valerie Jarrett and his fake wife to do all that for him. And he's got, you know.
Valerie Jarrett.
Yes,
Valerie Jarrett. America, wake up. This is an evil woman. She was a slumlord in Chicago.
And she was wasn't she also involved in the Joyce Foundation and Van Jones and all that?
Yes.
And she also
has big investments in the carbon exchanges. She's one of the people that stands to make hundreds of billions. I repeat.
Yeah.
Hundreds of billions.
And so was Al Gore was slated to make that too from that deal. Remember?
Well, now, they're still all invested in carbon exchanges. It's just they had to shut down the Chicago carbon exchange.
Right.
Because, and if you want to go looking, you'll see Richard Lugar was in that.
Yeah,
it's not just one party. And you start reading other names and stuff in there, and you'll start seeing people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you'll understand why both parties are trying to screw you over with the carbon thing.
Yeah, in fact, Arnold steroid strudel, you know, Schwarzen housekeeper, that little rat. He signed the California's AB 32 before he left office, and that was cap and trade for California. So good old Jerry Brown's trying to – what's going to happen? It's going to blow up in their faces. But, of course, idiot boxer, and that's why I sent her the email, because I let her have it. And I told her, I said, the problem with you progressives is you think we the people are stupid, and we're not. And I went in to tell her that we're on to you and we're not going to comply with your nonsense anymore. And I said, you know, we know about this stuff and we're not putting up with it anymore.
I'd send her a message and say, Miss Boxer, when all hell breaks loose because of your progressive ideology, the American public shall not forget you.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I know they've already got their underground cities and all their stuff, probably with their survival seed vaults. You know, I mean, look,
we don't want to see none of these people violently hurt. What I want to see is them get their socialist utopia by ending up spending the rest of their lives in prison.
I'm with you on that one. But, you know, if you go up the chain and you get to people like Jarrett and Janet Incompetano and Derelict Holder and Obama, I think those people should be tried for treason. And the proper punishment would be just take them out after they're convicted by a jury of their peers or however they do it and just hang them somewhere on the White House lawn. That would work. You know, or they could have a choice. They could be permanently exiled to North Korea. Put them in the prison over there. See how they like that prison camp where they die of starvation.
I don't think they would suffer enough by executing them. Now, I would go for...
You're right.
You remember
right.
the old
no, well,
where they put people in them and their heads and their hands sticking out and then they throw vegetation at them?
But you have to remember, you see, once they hang and they're pronounced dead and everything, and God gets his hands on them, oh, they'll suffer.
Way.
Yeah, oh, they'll suffer. Believe that one. They think they can run, but they can't. Or they can't hide. And you know what? I mean, they might deep down know it. They don't care. They're just... they're worse than 13-year-olds throwing temper tantrums is what they are, and they make me tired, and I'm tired of it.
I did have a chance to talk with a guy yesterday. I don't know if he was legally here or not.
Right.
But he made a comment to me about me being against him coming here. And I said, let me tell you, ask you this. You fled your country because of all the way it was, right? He goes, yeah. I said, then why do you try to bring that same ideology here?
What did he say?
He didn't have no answer.
Of course not.
He's like, I never thought of it that way. Well, no, you didn't. But that's exactly what's happening.
You're
turning this country into the exact country you fled.
Same little piss pot hellhole. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. You think our elected don't want to be just like the elected in Mexico and other places?
Absolutely. They want to have...
and stealing from the people left and right.
Yep.
The people in pretty well. They pad their pockets and they live like kings.
Yeah, and I also reminded Boxer that this is a one-party system. It's more like an oligarchy now, run by you clowns, than a constitutional republic. I did. I I must have given her three huge paragraphs of just don't mess with me. I was so ticked off. But I didn't use any swear words. You know, I tried to be professional, but I get so aggravated because they're so arrogant and they really, really believe that they are the philosopher kings. Well, they're going to get when they finally do go to their maker, they will be they will have their comeuppance and they will realize that they are just sinners like the rest of us, lowly little human beings, and they're going to have to answer for everything. And the way they're acting.
Fall into that Confucius category, Linda. Those who think they know and know not are fools. Shun them.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. It's like those who refute, like I was reading in scripture in the beginning, St. John, and talking about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the light, and those who will not see the light, you know, it's those without the ears and the eyes to see. So, no, and the problem is, they will be judged, and to me, I think that they do not get to go where we go, just from their actions. I'm just assuming. I know I'm not supposed to assume, but I got to tell you, they look like sinners to me without any protection of the Lord. I mean, I don't know. At least I have the Son of God on my side because I took him in and, you know, did everything I'm supposed to do, hopefully. I pray on it. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight to Yo. Thanks, Yo, for coming in. Take care, babe. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead. Are you typing for her? Yeah.
We take so much for granted.
Yes.
That's the basis of the American public. They take so much for granted, and you think, oh, the government can't do this, the government can't do that, or they wouldn't do this, or they wouldn't do that. Well, I ain't seeing that. I ain't hearing that.
Well, you know, that's
and
what one of the...
We have become lazy. We have become indifferent. We have become... I mean, let's be real. We have a progressive horde out there rushing to get into slavery.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Completely.
Every day
and
we lose more freedom and more liberty. Eventually there'll be no more freedom and liberty to lose.
I know, because they'll have taken it all, and that's what's scary, and that's why I'm fighting. And one of the girls, a couple of the girls said that they never would be leaving California because they, you know, they're going to try to fight for it. They do believe there's going to be a shift. But I said, I just don't like the horrible laws and the gun laws, and they're trying to take our guns. And one of the gals said, well, she says, she's like, they can't take our guns. And I'm like, they're going to do it. You know, I said to myself, I thought, I didn't want to argue with her because – you know, it's just like, and these are all patriotic conservatives, but I don't think they see how deeply flawed these totalitarian peoples go, especially in Sacramento. I don't think they see the evil lurking right underneath the, you know, the little sheepskin.
I've been talking with some people that's been working against these things for a long time and stuff, and many of them are now at that point where they're so nervous and they're like, you know, cause look around you. And it's like nobody does look around them. They've got blinders on.
They don't. I know. And the fact that we only had 30 people.
But biblically, Linda, it's supposed to be that way.
Okay. Oh, boy. I guess, I know we're not fighting a losing battle because we're supposed to do this, and we were put here at this time for this reason, just like Dietrich was put
in
his
end.
I know.
And that's
I know.
We're here for a short time. We're fighting for our eternity. We're fighting for our eternity, which is forever. And I'd rather be spending my eternity with God and there than I would with Obama and all where he's going to be and all his cronies.
I know. Can you imagine?
Don't nobody try to tell me this man's a Christian. I can put that to rest so fast it's not funny.
I don't know what planet that Christianity comes from, but it isn't the one here. I mean, this that's
everything
crazy.
In his agenda is anti-Christian.
Oh, it is. He's worse to me. He's worse than Karl Marx. I mean, I that's why I gave him Stalin's middle initial when I talk about him, because I'm not kidding, Bill.
Well,
I see
Linda, the truth
evil.
Is this man is not as smart as Karl Marx. He's not as smart as Lenin. He has nowhere near the smarts of these people.
Oh,
he
I know.
He is nothing but a mere puppet.
But he's still not a good person. His soul is
dark. No, because his whole life, he has been brainwashed, indoctrinated his whole life to believe the way he does. He actually believes he was raised to be the Messiah whatever.
Anybody who's over 50, which he is, and still acts like this and still marches to this, you know, goose-stepping to this ideology, ain't no saint, you know, and has to be held accountable. You know, just like the Fort Hood guy has to be held accountable for his actions, and obviously that's not happening. This clown has to be held. He has to be, I know, he has to, Obama has to be held accountable as well. But nobody has the political will to do a rat's behind thing. Nothing. I don't understand it. I'm at a loss.
That Fort Hood's been collecting money the whole time he's been there.
$250,000.
And I think when this is done, every bit of that money should be divided up amongst the families of the people he's killed.
You darn right. Oh, and that's the very least of it.
Tax-free.
As far as I'm concerned, absolutely. You're right. You hit that nail on the head, because this is and whoever I cannot believe that the fact that he still kept getting it. There's got to be some laws changed on that too. You know what I mean? There must be some safeguard that somebody who does something like this doesn't get one red cent. That's just that's heinous to me. Absolutely heinous. I can't even find words at this point. You know, it's amazing.
We invite these people to our country knowing they hate us, and then we act like we're surprised when they kill us.
Well,
but then,
yeah, you got the
then our elected and our leadership doesn't want to punish them because they're afraid of offending others of their ilk. You know what? I'm sick of this. I am sick of people worrying about offending someone.
Here's what I think. Now, I may be an Alex Jones on this one, but I think that that a lot of this is not incompetence, that I think that some of this is by design, and all the way to the top, whether it's the IRS or the Fort Hood, and you go back in time and look why those poor people sitting there were sitting ducks for that major to go do what he did. Those people were unarmed, Bill. Who the hell did that? That stupid Jimmy Carter. He's another communist infiltrated secular humanist traitor, as far as I'm concerned.
Carter was another puppet.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He had evil intent. He used to hang out with people like Meg Whitman, and I know about her. Both of them hung out with Fan Jones. These guys are communists. Don't tell me they're not. So, you know, you got to connect the dots. And I know you do. I mean, because I live in California. I was seeing this stuff 4 years ago. Go ahead.
But how do we reach out to other people and expose what these people really are? When you have the media constantly trying to make them look like they're the greatest thing since peanut butter.
Yeah, or peanut farmers.
When you have Hollywood and all these people who are always in the news and this, and they take up all the time on the television and stuff, and they're always promoting this ideology.
Well, you're not going to reach them on a large scale unless you have Soros' money. You're not. You know, we don't have Media Matters. We don't have all the rest of his type of money. Even Glenn Beck, with his fabulous things he's got going on, can't reach the amount of people that he needs to reach. He's trying, and we're doing it. But the people, and we're up against this because they're not going to get it, Bill, until it hits them like a brick wall on their own heads, personally, in their wallets. They're sitting around starving to death wondering what the hell happened. You know what I'm saying? But
they're setting up the disaster as it is. We know, when things fall apart, how it's going to be, people going for food and this and that. But right now, he is setting that up and pushing this in a different kind of way, but he's still doing it, where he's he uses them as his attack dogs, and they're not smart enough to know it, to look what's going to be the end result of this.
Absolutely.
And
I know.
I'm sorry to say that, but I see this country, and I walk around in public and talk to people, and I come to realize that most of the people under 30 have no clue, and a lot of the people over 30 have no clue, simply because the ones over 30 don't pay attention. And the
they
ones
don't.
Under 30 is too busy trying to build a life.
Well, some of the ones under 30 are too busy trying to stoop their neighbor. I mean, let's get real. They're home, you know, that's all they think about.
Exactly.
I mean, I was young once, too.
You don't have to work. Your neighbor will get, you can get food from
and,
your neighbor. You can get whatever
from
your neighbor.
A lot of them have been so thoroughly brainwashed over decades, because I was listening to Mike Slater's show today, and this clown calls in because they're having a strike here on the U.S., I think it's UCSD or whatever, medical center, and it wasn't the nurses, it was the people that take, like, the technicians, like the MRI guys and the x-ray technicians and all these clowns. They're on strike because they're all union, and this is all apparently public sector stuff, right? So, which I can't stand public sector unions. I think they should be outlawed, as far as, and I know the founders would agree with me on that one. But this clown calls in and says, the poor thing was so clueless. It sounded like he was in his 30s anyway. They feel like they're entitled to raises regardless. They think they're brainwashed in this union mentality or this, you know, me thing. And I'm 30 years old or I'm 25 and I'm just the hottest thing since, you know, sliced bread. And that I deserve an automatic raise every 6 months. I mean, this is the entitlement nonsense. This is not the pioneer spirit. The founders would go absolutely out of their gourds.
Linda, if you were to take a poll, I swear, 40 to 50% would not, if you were to ask them, does the government have money, 40 to 50% would think they do.
Oh, my God. I know.
They do not have a clue that the government does not have a dime.
It is exactly
us, the taxpayers, that pay it.
And, you know, I've beat this drum before, and I've done it everywhere I go, and people talk about it. Because a lot of times it just falls into my lap. People will raise up the subject because we talk about the horrible education system, this false argument of the separation of church and state. And I told this one gal that I was standing next to in the rally, and she was talking about that because they don't allow the prayer in the public square and the buildings and everything else. I says, well, fortunately in Oceanside City Council, we do have our Pledge of Allegiance and our invocation to this day, praise God. And we still have a big plaque on the top of the dais that says, In God We Trust. So I'm happy about that. At least I've got that. And I told her what I did on Mikey B's show on the hot seat one time, because somebody had called in to his show and talked about separation of church and state. And Mike says, Lindy, you want to take this one? I says, absolutely. And I did the whole thing about the 1802, the Danbury priest and the Jefferson letter and the whole nine yards. And it's like, you know, and the fact that the First Amendment says Congress is bound by the chains of Constitution, not you and me, just them. Don't you people get this? I get so frustrated. People, you know, I'm telling you, Bill, and you know this to be true. If I were to try to say that to people who have not read our founding documents, they would look at me like I had six heads and I just came from Mars. You know that. It's crazy. Are you still with me? Oh, thanks. I was going to say, thanks for calling.
It is crazy. And it's like every day, Linda. I mean, I'm not a half hour into having my first cup of coffee in the morning and catching up on the news, and I'm already like ready to throw my cup of coffee and kick the news.
Oh, I know.
And
well,
it's not the news people that I'm mad at. It's the lies and the crap that the government people keep putting out to them.
Sure. And they're just lapdogs. And it's just, it is so disgusting. And they're turning themselves into irrelevant people. Just like some of the talk show, the bobbleheads, whether it's Piers Morgan or Chris Matthews. I got about 90 seconds, so I'm going to wind it up and do my promo. But I know what you're talking about. Let me do my 41 seconds, and then we'll get out of here, and we'll deal with Terry's show tomorrow. So hang on, Bill. Give me a second.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, thanks, Bill. And I want to say we're going to Delaney. I'm going to take us out. It was great having you on the air because we have to vent these things. We've got to keep doing it. And that's one person at a time. I'm telling you. God bless. Stay strong. And let's do it.
God bless.
Quantity and no quality will be disappointed.